Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Kate's Sanctuary.
We now need some time, space, and privacy.
Inside the cottage where the princess is staying with her family. And sorry, Kate, why all these famous people are apologizing to her today.
I'm deeply remorseful.
And how to tell the children.
If she's going to be tired, if her hair's going to fall out, just tell the kids what to expect.
Then, revolt at NBC.
Why top personalities are so upset with their own network.
She will not be a guest on Morning Joe.
Plus, the Moscow Massacre. It's the same concert hall where Donald Trump once held the Miss Universe pageant. And the suspects frog marched into court. Then, hang on.
Go, 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 go.
Swept away by a raging river.
Keep going.
They tried everything. The rope, the ladder. She can't hang on. Plus, Taylor Swift and Travis, Love Island, their romantic getaway. And Senator Katie Britt, before she became a national figure.
Welcome to Sweet Home Alabama.
Her beauty pageant passed, hosted by Deborah.
Welcome to the America's Junior Miss Pageant.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. As Princess Catherine continues her treatment since announcing her cancer diagnosis, she's spending a lot of her time at what's being called her sanctuary. It's a 10-bedroom country house that was given to William and Kate as a wedding present by the Queen. It's hours away from London, and it sits on 20,000 acres, and that'll keep the paparazzi far, far away. Stephen Fabian has a look inside.
We now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment.
After the world learned from Kate herself that she has cancer, the 42-year-old princess retreated to her fortress of solitude. It's Anmer Hall, a 10-bedroom country house on King Charles's 20,000-acre estate, 110 miles outside London. It's completely inaccessible, a place where Kate can have the space to heal that she spoke about in her video.
I am well. I'm getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirits.
Kate likes to cook informal family meals herself in the cottage's recently remodeled country-style kitchen. William and Kate also retreated to Anmer Hall during the pandemic lockdown. Kate set up an office there. The pair made Zoom calls instead of personal appearances. You can see touches of the decor. We spoke to CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Taieb in London.
Here in Britain and beyond, there's a huge amount of sympathy for Princess Catherine. She's a mother of three in the prime of her life and is now dealing with cancer. And we have to remember that Kate is frequently polled as one of the most popular senior members of the royal family.
Kate did not reveal what form of cancer answer she has. Her keep calm and carry on attitude is winning plaudits, but she is facing difficult days ahead.
Are chemotherapy side effects in Kate Middleton's future right now?
Common chemotherapy side effects include hair loss, fatigue, loss of appetite, loss of taste, gastrointestinal side effects like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea.
Dr. Eleonora Toplinski told me there can also be emotional side effects.
People may experience a fear of cancer recurrence, anxiety, depression, grief, navigating and reconciling their previous life with a life that now has a cancer diagnosis in it.
And we're learning more about the secrets of Kate's courageous video. It was taped in front of a field of daffodils, a flower long associated with hope among cancer survivors. Kate wore a simple striped sweater and blue jeans with little makeup, emphasizing her persona as a wife and mom. And her engagement ring, which so many noticed was missing from that notorious photoshopped image, was visible on her hand as it rested in her lap. Royal sources say Kate wrote every word of the 2 minutes and 13 second statement herself, determined to make it deeply personal.
For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
In the meantime, plenty of mea culpas from a number of high-profile people who made jokes at the princess's expense during that period when Catherine was privately dealing with her cancer diagnosis. And to the credit of at least some of them, they're now saying, I'm sorry.
The message from Team Kate to anyone who mocked or spread those false conspiracy theories is shame on you.
Shame on you guys. Shame on all of you.
I hope y'all feel like dirt today.
The co-hosts of The View are expressing regret after acknowledging that they went down the rabbit hole of wacky conspiracy theories.
I'm guilty of having gotten into the fun of where's Kate and sort of thinking it's funny and sharing the memes, and I feel awful over it.
I fell down it because I think that altered photo opened up a can of worms.
Okay. Sunny Hostin wishes she didn't pick apart this photo of Kate in a car with Prince William.
That's a Photoshop.
I'm deeply remorseful. Photos. I went down this crazy rabbit hole. I have to take blame for that.
Actress Blake Lively is also apologizing. Last week, she spoofed the uproar over Kate's Photoshop fail and used it as an opportunity to promote her brand of sparkling soda with her obvious Photoshop fail. But after Kate's cancer announcement, Blake Lively deleted the post, saying it had left her mortified. I'm sorry.
Her absence for so many months ultimately built into what we saw, which was this extraordinary few weeks of wild and some would even describe rabid speculation.
All the unhinged rumors about Kate have left this reporter in tears.
And I'm mad that this person became a punchline when she was going through something so serious and horrible behind the scenes.
A little later in the broadcast, we'll take a look at the delicate challenge for any parent with cancer. How do you tell your young children? Other news today, a reprieve for Donald Trump on the day he was expected to cough up nearly $500 million bond in that New York civil fraud case. An appeals court dramatically reduced the amount and gave him more time to pay up. But it wasn't all legal wins for the former president. As Amber Cagliano reports today, he also got a firm trial date in the criminal case involving hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels.
Donald Trump is breathing a sigh of relief today. That massive $464 million bond was slashed to $175 million, and he's been given an extra 10 days to come up with it.
Here we go again. He continues to defy gravity and catches another lucky break.
A relieved Trump welcomed the news, calling it a good day.
It's a lot of money still. We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is. We'll put it up very quickly.
It was an extraordinarily eventful day for Trump. He was in court today on another case, the Stormy Daniels hush money criminal case, asking for a dismissal or delay. The judge ruled the trial will go forward in just 3 weeks with jury selection starting on April 15th. Over the weekend, the former president appeared to be in a jolly mood, celebrating winning two golf tournaments at his country club in West Palm Beach.
Yeah! Let's go!
But President Biden wasn't impressed. Congratulations, Donald, he snarked on social media. Quite the accomplishment. And there is mutiny at NBC over the hiring of Ronna McDaniel, the former head of the Republican National Committee. She's now a paid political analyst.
I think our bosses owe you an apology.
Veteran reporters and hosts are publicly slamming their bosses for hiring McDaniel, who in the past has supported Trump's false claims of election interference in the 2020 race.
We hope NBC will reconsider its decision. It goes without saying that she will not be a guest on Morning Joe.
McDaniel defended her record in a tough interview with Meet the Press host Kristen Welker.
As the head of the RNC, did you not have a responsibility to say Joe Biden won?
I've said that.
At the time, before January 6th, and you're still saying that there were concerns this morning.
Saying there's concerns about the election doesn't mean he didn't win.
Russia is blaming Ukraine for that deadly attack at a Moscow concert hall that left 137 people dead. But U.S. intelligence shows the Islamic State was responsible. Now, 11 years ago, Inside Edition was inside that concert hall. We were covering Donald Trump's Miss Universe contest. The video gives an up-close look at the site of the deadliest attack in Russia in two decades.
This was the concert hall outside Moscow where ISIS-K terrorists slaughtered 130 concert goers. Inside Edition shot the exclusive behind-the-scenes footage when Donald Trump's Miss Universe pageant was held at the Crocus City venue in 2013. 3 years before he won the presidency. There's Aerosmith's Steven Tyler and supermodel Carol Alt. Mel B from the Spice Girls was also there.
Got 86 beautiful women from all over the world right here in Russia.
We interviewed Trump in a room at the venue.
You know, so many friends in Russia, and I'm very excited to be here.
Here's the previous Miss Universe, Olivia Culpo. She was on hand to crown the winner. 4 days ago, the venue that once rang with songs and shined with beauty echoed to the sound of automatic weapons fire. The sleek, modern building we shot that day is now a burned-out shell. These ISIS suspects were frog-marched into court, and here are all four suspects at their first hearing. One published report claims this suspect's ear was sliced off by vengeance-seeking Russian special forces, and he was made to eat it.
The ISIS-linked group claiming responsibility for the massacre reportedly has issued a warning to Vladimir Putin that they are planning more attacks. Back here at home, it's a nail-biting effort to save a woman who fell into the rushing Los Angeles River, but she didn't just fall in. As Jim Murray reports, she reportedly was trying to retrieve a friend's phone.
It's a desperate rescue unfolding along a rain-swollen river.
Hey, keep going, keep going.
A woman is being carried away by a rushing current. Police race along a path above her, trying to keep a pace and reach her with a rope. Cops work in tandem on both sides of the river, shouting instructions. They toss the rope, but she floats right by. Here comes a second attempt. But then, disaster. She's unable to hold on.
Subject has lost the rope, is now floating toward North Hollywood. Stand by.
Another team of rescuers arrive on the scene. They drop a life jacket. Now she clings to a wall with all of her might. Sparks fly as LA firefighters cut through a fence to lower a ladder to the woman in peril. She screams as she scrambles to take hold of it. But the force of the rushing water is too strong. She disappears under the overpass. Now, a rescuer from a chopper is lowered into the river as she reappears and finally takes hold of the woman. Up they go to safety.
What led to this life and death struggle? The woman reportedly waded into the knee-deep river to retrieve her friend's cell phone, which had fallen into the water. But a sudden rainstorm turned the river into a potential death trap.
Within a matter of minutes, we went from 2 to 3 inches of water to 3 feet of water. So what looks benign could end up turning disastrous and or deadly within minutes.
That very lucky woman was treated for minor injuries and hypothermia. Dramatic raids unfolded today at the estates of rapper and music mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs. This was the scene late today at his Los Angeles estate. Another search was said to be taking place at his residence in Miami. Reports say the raids may be linked to allegations of human trafficking, which Combs has denied. When Alabama Senator Katie Britt gave her much-mocked GOP response to the State of the Union, it was the first time most people had ever heard of her. Well, it turns out I met her more than 20 years ago when she was in a high school pageant that I emceed. Take a look at what we found inside the Inside Edition video vault.
She's the U.S. senator who became an overnight name after her rebuttal to President Biden's State of the Union.
Mr. President, enough is enough. Innocent Americans are dying.
Her overly dramatic performance was attacked from the right and the left and got the SNL treatment with Scarlett Johansson spoofing her.
I'm a wife, a mother, and the craziest bitch in the Target parking lot.
But that wasn't Katie Britt's first moment in the national spotlight. 24 years ago, Katie Britt was a contestant on the America's Junior Miss pageant. Back then, before she got married, her name was Katie Boyd.
I'm Katie Boyd from Enterprise, Alabama, home of the Bow Eagle Monument.
And look who hosted the event.
From Inside Edition, Deborah Norville.
Deborah is a former Junior Miss contestant herself.
When I was Junior Miss a million years ago here, my talent was sewing. Needless to say, I didn't make it to the finals.
Young Katie's talent was a jazz acrobatic dance. She actually won the talent competition.
And the overall winner of the talent award is Alabama's Junior Miss, Katie Boyd.
During the interview portion, Deborah asked Katie, who was a senior in high school, about her favorite musical group.
Katie, you've said on your application that your favorite singing group is the Dixie Chicks.
I really enjoy the Dixie Chicks music, and I think they're wonderful, talented young women who have so much going for them.
Katie came in second overall. Utah's Jessica Henderson took the crown.
Katie was definitely one of the shining stars of the program. It's been kind of fun to just watch her succeed and shine and be a great voice and example for other mothers and women in our country.
Katie Britt tells us that Junior Miss gave her the confidence she needed to become the first woman from Alabama to be elected to the U.S. Senate.
Next, more on Princess Kate's cancer crisis.
How to tell the children.
If she's going to be tired, if her hair's going to fall out, just tell the kids what to expect.
Plus, Taylor Swift and Travis, Love Island, their romantic getaway, and Anne Hathaway's leggiest photo shoot ever. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When the news is frightening, as Princess Catherine has stressed, it is not easy to tell the kids. Les Trent spoke with an expert on the best way to break difficult news.
Princess Kate was faced with a wrenching task. She had to break the devastating news of her cancer diagnosis to her 3 youngsters.
It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
Before she shared her medical crisis with the world, she made sure she and her husband, Prince William, first told George, Charlotte, and little Louis.
Going public with the news on Friday was strategic. That's when Easter break began for the children at school, so they could process the disheartening news at home, away from their classmates.
Kate's dilemma is one facing many parents. How do you tell your children that you are seriously ill?
Kids are usually more interested in what they can see in terms of a crisis. So rather than describing what's happening inside of your body, talk about what they might witness. If it's chemotherapy, like in the case of Princess Kate, what might she seem like when she comes home? If she's going to be tired, if her hair's going to fall out, just tell the kids what to expect.
Dr. Katie Davis recommends a script that parents can follow.
I'm seeing the best doctor I possibly can, and they're going to give me the best care that they possibly can. And it's scary, but I really hope that everything will be okay.
A lot of people will have this talk with their loved ones. According to the National Cancer Institute, one in every three women, one in every two men will be diagnosed with some form of cancer during their lifetime. We'll be back with more after this.
Still to come, Taylor Swift and Travis, Love Island, their romantic getaway, and Anne Hathaway's leggiest photo shoot ever.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
She's taking a break from her world tour. He's still basking in that Super Bowl win. So for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, it's time for some R&R.
It's Taylor Swift and boyfriend Travis Kelce enjoying a carefree beach day together. The pair was photographed looking very much in love as they frolicked in the crystal clear waters on vacation in the Bahamas. Taylor and Travis even got in a few sun-drenched smooches, cozying up to one another as they cooled off in the ocean. Taylor, nursing a tropical drink, rocked a cheeky yellow bikini, while Travis wore patterned blue swim trunks. The lovebirds reportedly stayed at this ultra-luxury six-bedroom mansion right on the beach, currently listed for $18,000 a night. Looks like a great trip. And look who's gracing the cover of April's Vanity Fair. It's Anne Hathaway, appearing in a series of sizzling snaps, including this photo of the star in a skin-tight latex dress. Hard to believe, but the 41-year-old Oscar winner tells the magazine that despite her obvious allure, Hollywood naysayers once accused her of lacking sex appeal. Talk about proving your critics wrong.
Still to come, an adorable ring bearer steals the show. Finally today, the copycat kid.
He's the little ring bearer, and guests at the wedding think he's adorable. Applause. Hey, great idea. He applauds right back. Bravo.
Still got to get the rings down the aisle. That's Inside Edition. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.